So how to ignore? You see, ignorance, we don't know what is ignorance also, we don't know, because of ignorance. Ignorance does not know what is ignorance. Therefore, we don't know, I have ignorance. So strong, you see. Ignorance or suffering. We think suffering as a happiness because of moha. We think dukkha as a dukkha, sukha. Dukkha as a sukha. Pictures, you see, mental pictures changes because of moha. Mental pictures changes ugly as a beauty. Ugly as a beauty. Suffering as a happiness. Impermanent as a permanent. No soul as a soul. So, pictures, mental pictures totally changes because of ignorance. If you look up the sky, you may see there's a cloud. Sometimes the clouds appear as an animal, so many forms appear, sometimes a mountain as a mountain. So pictures, but not real one. That's just imaginary. In this way, the pictures in different way appears because of ignorance. If you see ugly, naturally it is ugly, but we see as a beauty. So attachments come into being. If we see impermanent anicca, we see as a permanent attachments come into being. Therefore, in Paticca-samuppada, the Buddha explained this ignorance, moha. Moha is a come fast. Many people are searching for happiness. Even they searching for happiness, they obtain a lot of suffering. Why? They are searching for only happiness. Nobody is searching for suffering. Now we obtained human life. Maybe in previous life, may I be through this marriage a human being, a rich man, a beautiful man, like that. What he like? He prayed to obtain, but what he obtained? He obtained only suffering. He think human life is happiness, but a lot of suffering. A lot of suffering. Getting older, older and older, suffering. God disease, suffering. Between them, there are worry, grief, lamentation, physical pain, mental pain. So many problems in human world, in human life. There are countless problems, economic problems, family problems, so many problems also. But he never think about that. Ignore these problems, only happiness he think about. He wish only happiness, but he obtain very little happiness and a lot of suffering. Because he think suffering as a happiness on those days when he previous life, in previous life prayed at the death. He never think about it. The young people are trying to marry, marriage life. They think in the life of marriage, to live in marriage life will be very happy. After a few months, they quarrel. Now, a lot of problems arise. Then in the end, if they cannot bear their suffering, they divorce. Now it is, you see, majority is in this way. But it never, they never think of these sufferings. They think of happiness only. But a lot of problems. Sufferings are more than happiness. Happiness very little, short moment. Happiness is momentary. Sufferings are majority. Because of ignorance, you see. Ignorance, moha, the pictures appeared in different ways. Suffering as a happiness, impermanence as a permanent, ugly as a beauty. Therefore, ignorance of suffering. Ignorance of the truth of suffering. Ignorance of the cause of suffering. We don't know what is the cause. What is the condition of the suffering? We think this is the cause of happiness. We follow. Like that, you see, in candle light, you may see, we make a candle light, there are insects enter the flame. But they never afraid of flame because they don't know this flame is very dangerous and you will burn down and will die, cause to death. They don't know. But the flame is very beautiful. They think very beautiful. Therefore, they entered, approached, touched the flame. If they know, they never approach, you see. If they see the danger, they never approach. But they think that is very beautiful. So they try to enter the panda. Our situation is also like that, you see. We may think this insect is ignorant, very stupid, because flame is very dangerous. We may think about it. We also stupid, you see, stupid. We think of sansara dukkha as a sukha. Therefore, we try to obtain this dukkha as a sukha. Dukkha is a lot. In Sanyutta Nikaya, the Buddha said, Yo bhikkhave rupasa uparo dukkhaseso upar. The Buddha has clearly said, what is appearance of metta is appearance of suffering. We obtain I, what we obtain? We obtain suffering. We obtain ear, what we obtained? We obtained Safala. The Buddha said, we have an eye, therefore we can see, we can enjoy, that is happiness. But dealing with the eye, there are a lot of problems. Eye is not permanent. One day we have to lose the eye. So suffering. Suffering is a lot. Happiness is momentary, very short time. Happiness very short time. Sanyutta Nikaya, Salayanavaka Sanyutta, Buddha clearly explained. So ignorance, very dangerous impurities. Not so easy to remove ignorance. When you attain Arahata Magga and Arahata Phala, the ignorance is totally removed. Can be pure, this impurity can be pure only through Arahata Magga, the powerful path. Only Arahata Magga can totally purify, totally wash away this. Even Sotapannas still remain. Even Sotapanna. You know about the stories. Visakha, the great benefactress of the Buddha, the great supporter as a woman to Buddha Sasana. 7 years of age, she became Sotapanna. She understands a Four Noble Path according to her level. 6 years of age, she married. Why? She also thinks marriage life is happiness. Because of not ignorance of that. Not to completely understand the suffering. So, you know these are vipanlasa. Vipanlasa, English translation, sometimes pavashan, mental pavashan, or hallucination. Hallucination means seeing picture in wrong way, incorrect way, not incorrect ways, in different ways. Hallucination, or pavashan. Within Sotapanna, some perversions remain, vipanlasa. Vipanlasa remain. So to remember 12 vipanlasa. So if you want to 12, maybe difficulty, I will give easy ways. I give easy ways. So Anicca as a nature, number one. The pictures that changes. Anicca as a nature. Dukkha as a sukha. Actually anicca, but pavashan. Different views. Anicca as a nature. Dukkha as a sukha. Asubha as a subha. Asubha means impurity or ugly, impurity as purity. Asubha as a subha or ugly as a beauty. Anatta as a atta. Anatta as a atta. So four objects, four pavashya. Then this pavashan is, some pavashans arise dealing with the view. Some pavashans dealing with the mind. Some pavashans dealing with the sanya. So, four multiplying by this three. Chaita. Number one is mind, then chitta, then sanya, okay, then deity. Chitta, sanya, deity. Okay, Pali is chitta means consciousness or mind. Sanya is perception or conception. Deity means view. It's okay. So, 4 multiplied by 3, that is a 12 way balance. Dealing with the mind, dealing with the sanya, dealing with the view. All together, multiplying by 3, 4 multiplying by 3 is 12. So, within Sotapanna, which remain, 4 vipanlasas still remain. What is a 4 vipanlasa? Dukkhi sukha, dukkha as a sukha. Dukkha as a sukha. Asubha as a subha. Chaita, dealing with the chaita, dealing with the sanya. So, altogether, 4. These 4 remain. Deity is it. For dealing with the deity, these are 4 vipanlasas are totally removed. Sotapanna. They have no wrong view. But dealing with the mind, that is a remain. Dukkhi, dukkha as a sukha, asubha as a subha. That is still remain, Bhavashan. Therefore, Visakha is like marriage life. She loved her sons and daughters, grandsons. One day her granddaughters passed away, she cried. There's a lamentation, there's a worry, also have. But even Sotapanna's lobha, dosa, moha, is some lobha, dosa, moha remain, but not so strong. Lobha is different levels. Some lobhas persuade to rob others' properties, to steal others' properties. That's very gross. Some have not such a lobha, not so strong like that, but attach his family, his own property. There's a limitation. Some lobhas even have attachment, it's not so strong. So different levels, you see. Lobha which lead to the robbery, theft, some of the crimes. That is apaya kamaniya lobha, you see. It's leading to apaya, woeful state. Sotapanna has not such a lobha. He never craving for others' properties. He may have attachment, his family or his own property, but not so strong. If someone requests, he can keep. You see? He can keep. Some are so strong, cannot give own property to others. They also level in degrees. We are luckily, our lobha is not so strong, we think. Your lobha also not so strong. You can offer dana, you practice meditation. So, I think such a lobha is not leading to apaya, but it is impurity. But don't familiar with, don't familiar such a lobha. Don't be trust this lobha. You see, like that, small fire, very small fire. Must be careful. If there is a fuel, it's again burned down, even buildings. So small lava also can be bigger. Because of Dhamma practice, we can reduce our lobha, we can reduce our ignorance, moha also. That is the benefit of Dhamma practice, you see. Otherwise, our lobha cannot be controlled more and more. We are lucky. We have a chance, we have an opportunity to listen to Buddha's Dhamma. We have an opportunity to practice meditation. Therefore, we can reduce our moha, our lobha, our dosas also. That is the benefit, usually. So sotapannas still remain four pavashans, four types of pavashan, dealing with mind, dealing with the sanya. Not dealing with the other, for example, anicca as a nature. They never think about this. Anatta as a atta. They have no pavashan of mind. No, pavashan or perception, pavashan or wrong view. Dealing with the wrong view totally removed because of their view is correct. They removed all type of wrong views within Sotapanna. No wrong view. But mantra pavashan still remain. Sanya pavashan still remain. There is also not four, only two. My pavash, mantra pavashan, dealing with sukha as a dukkha, asubha as a sukha. Dealing sanya, sukha as a dukkha, asubha as a sukha. Only that. Arahants are totally removed. They have no pavashan. They have a clear comprehension. Anagamis, you see, anagamis asubhe supa dealing with the karma. Dealing with the karma, asubha supa can remote. Anagami also not a totally removed. Anagami also have suffering as a happiness. Because of anagami is a partly removed. Dealing with the sense of pleasure, dealing with the sense of pleasure, anagami is totally removed. Lobha is still remain. Only arahant, all pavashans are totally removed. Anagamis have attachment to Dhamma. Attachment to jhana, attachment to rupa plane and arupa plane. They have attachment. That is a goal. They think that is happiness. Even anagamis, they think jhana is as a happiness. That is also can be called pavashan. Dhammaraga, Dhammanandi. Dhammaraga means attachment to Dhamma. Dhammanandi means like to Dhamma, love to Dhamma, love out Dhamma, that is a Dhamma Rapa. That is also a kind of attachment. When becoming a Rahant, even Dhamma Raga is removed. Wherever may be, whatever may be, Rahant has no attachment. Only realization, only realize the natures of things, no attachment. Rahants have attachment to his own attainment. Rahant, Anagami has attachment to his own attainment, but Rahant is totally removed attachment. Even his own attainment is no attachment. So that is different from Anagami and Arahant. Anagami has, mana also remain, thinking about his qualities. Ruparaga, aruparaga. Ruparaga means attachment to rupa play. Attachment to arupa play, aruparaga. Ruparaga, aruparaga, mana. Mana also still remain. Uddhaccha, restlessness also remain. Avijja also remain. These are called Uddhambhagiya Sanyojana, factor. Factor which is leading to the upper planes, jhana planes, Uddhambhagiya. Anagami is cut off only the lower factors, kamaraga, Sila Sakaya Deti, Sila Bada Brahmasa, Sila Bada Brahmasa, Sakaya Deti, Sila Bada Brahmasa, Idan Sacha Biniwesa, Sakaya Deti, Sila Bada Brahmasa, Vichikecha, then Kamaraga, Pyavada. Oram Bhagiya Sanyojana. So, dosa is totally removed by Anagami. Raga is, lobha is partly removed. Lobha, dealing with the sense of pleasure, totally removed. But remain attachment to jhana and dhamma. Avijja also, some of the places remain. So the impurities are not so easy to remove, but first must reduce. How to reduce? That is a way. If you try to remove ignorance, what should be done? We must develop panya. We must develop amoha. To remove the moha, we must establish and develop amoha. To remove the moha. That is the only way, you see. Like a medicine. Amoha is medicine. To remove the disease of moha. Moha is a lying latent. If you say according to medical point, moha is a positive, you see, moha, that is anusaya, positive. To be negative, must restore and develop, establish amoha. That is the only way. Therefore, amoha is, can we say, anti-delusion. Anti means non-delusions means only absence of delusion. You see? Not only absence of moha is called amoha. Amoha is one phenomenon that can remove moha. Some may think delusion, non-delusion. Delusion is moha. Non-delusion means absence of moha. Not just absence of moha is amoha. Amoha is, a means here, not just negative. That is the meanings. Like antibody, anti-delusion. It is a phenomena that can remove moha. So, we must learn what should be done, how to remove. That is, learning is very important, you see. Otherwise, we cannot know. So, how to remove moha? By establishing, developing amoha. So, meditation practice is to develop amoha. Insight means amoha, you see, insight knowledge. Insight knowledge is a different levels, you see. First, we must know analytical knowledge of mind and matter, then knowledge of causality, namarupa parichera, then cause and effect, paccaya parigraha. After that, seeing anicca dukkha anatta, sammasana jnana, and rise and falling, udayavaya jnana. So, you see, all vipassana jnana is step by step, developed up to sankharupekha jnana. Without the approach in sankharupekha jnana, nobody can attain the megakala. We must go step by step. To enter the Sima Hall, if we are downstairs, we must climb step by step, you see. There's a last step. First step also help. Without a first step, cannot be last step. That is the only way, okay? So let me stop first.